Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Show me your glory.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, oh God.
Show me your glory.
Show me, show me, show me, yeah.
Show me your glory.
Show me, Lord.
Show me your glory.
Oh God.
Place your two hands on your chest. Say, more than ever before, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to behold your glory. In you there is more. Give us a deeper understanding of who you are. A deeper understanding of your love. A deeper understanding of your love. Lord, we thank you. Show us your glory. A deeper understanding of who you are. That we may know you. That we may know you. A greater understanding of your love, Father. I want you to lift up your voice and cry, Lord, we want to know you more than ever before. A deeper understanding of your love for us. That is radical. Your love that is extravagant. Your love that is promiscuous. Lord, we just want to know you. We want to know. We want to know you. In the midst of crisis, in the midst of uncertainty, Lord, we want to know you. Help us to know you. A deeper revelation of who you are. A deeper revelation of who you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the healing of the nations. We have been praying and praying against one of the global giants of the world. In our missions plan is the pandemic diseases. And that's what we have been praying and even doing missions for. But listen, there is healing, there's divine health restorative system. As we sing this song, you're here. You are the healer. Churches in America will not hold today. They will be streaming. For the past 2 weeks, Italy has been on shutdown. This week, Spain is going. I had a WhatsApp video call yesterday on the streets that I used to walk in Victoria Gasteiz, empty. The businesses were shut down. Now, if you say it doesn't concern you, Nigeria is the sixth highest country in terms of remittances back home. So the virus is destroying economies. And that means that people that receive remittances for their upkeep here, for education, for tuition and everything, may not have it. And it's God exempting us because he wants us to do something. I want you to lift up your voice and cry to the Lord. Let the healing power of God invade the nations of the earth. Come on, lift up your voice. It's not the time for quiet prayers. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, let's call upon our God. who exempted us. Let this same thing visit other nations. Mandiya Badados, we call upon you. We call upon you. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. We say no, we stop this virus. Every fake news we stop.
The grace of the Savior.
Ora kabasakabara.
Heart of the
Father.
You're all we need. You're healed. With the hands of the healer. With the power of your Spirit. You're all we need. You're here, you're the grace of the Savior, you're the hands of the Father, you're all we need. You're here, you're the hands of the healer, you're the power of the Spirit, you're all we need. Jesus, you supply. You're here, wonder-working power. Everything you breathe on, coming back to life. Oh, at the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything. Silence, wind and wave. the whisper of your name. Sing it from the depth of your heart.
Silent wind and wave at the mention of your name.
Listen. The last week in February, it was the last week, the last days, had a call for one of our family members in Lagos. The man that was diagnosed with the coronavirus, the person that rode with the car with him, is his friend. They work in the same company, so he had a contact with him. And they said, because of that, you stay at home and not come. So we prayed and said, you know what, you're on a vacation. And just this week he called and said those people were quarantined for 14 days and none of them. And the man that came is even responding, getting better out of it. I hear the word refuge. Safe heaven. I want you to lift up your voice and just begin to thank him for healing. Healing of the nations. Thank him for placing a restraining order. This next week shall be a week where we will hear good news. Companies will reopen. Borders will reopen. Businesses will reopen. We place a restraining order on that virus or any other pandemic disease. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. What you have done for us, we ask that you spread it around the world. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Father, we thank you at the mention of your name. Every pandemic disease go. Every virus go. Fear is not your friend. And so we speak to every broadcast of fear and we silence his voice. I'm sure by next week we'll be starting our festival, National Sports Festival in Edo State. We declare it will hold. Yeah. Come on, lift up your voice. Declare, say it will hold. Oh, you didn't hear. You don't hear. It will hold. 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 Businesses shall spring forth. Yes, 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 yes. Increase patronage. Come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. It will hold. It will hold. We will be safe. We will be healed. It will bring healing for the nation. We declare a restraining order on coronaviruses worldwide. We declare that. We put a restraining order. We say stop at your track and begin to retreat to where you came from. It's a demonic agenda that has a plan to destroy economies. We place a restraining order and we declare as covenant people, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, come on, lift up your voice and give him thanks. Lift up your voice and give him thanks. Lift up your voice and give him thanks for the nations. Hallelujah. What do we do best? We hug best. Thank you, music team. Thank you, Pastor Blessing, for that, activating that prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, music team. Put your hands together for our music team. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We have some things to do this week. This week we are starting a 21 days negativity fast and positivity prayer. Some people, when they hear fast, say, what else again? They say negativity fast. Somebody sent me a message one time. I called the person. I said, do you know this? Are you sure of this message? He said, well, that's what they sent to me. Let us not become weaknesses to lies. Because they said the driver of the person ran away, demanding 100 million. And many of us have been broadcasting it. In fact, somebody came to tell us that in New Benin, coronavirus everywhere. That they said we should not be shaking anymore. We believe in viruses, bacteria, and germs, but they don't control us. They don't detect us. And that's why we are doing what we know how to do best. Pray and declare. And everything. Amen. We're still on thriving in relationships, but we have some things to do this week. And I know I've just been pumped up with the message today. I've just been waiting. And I believe God will do something, that people will be healed, nations will be healed, and things will come back to life again. In Acts 2:42-47, it said they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, and the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and have everything in common, and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, and they gave to anyone as he had need. In 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I want to talk about the power of a covenant people. The power of a covenant people. God's idea was not to form a church, like you see it to be, not a building with a pastor inside. But his idea from the very beginning was to raise up and to create his own children who are covenant people with him, who have a covenant with him, and they are supposed to do something on the face of the earth. You must understand that it's always been God's intention for us to live in covenant. We are not church members, we are covenant people. And that's why every time we meet, we break bread. We take the wine, we take the body. Why? Signifying that the blood of Jesus is thicker than any other blood. The blood that binds us together, that connected us and made us to be believers, is the same blood that included us in family. A believer without a family is an orphan. That's what the Bible says, he puts the lonely in family. All of us are lonely. This is an orphan planet. And Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. He sent the Holy Spirit as a deposit for our betrothal. That this is the person that will lead you to me. This is the person that will take of me and remind you that you are a covenant people. You must understand that people living in covenant, taking instruction from God, is the only way we can fulfill the dominion mandate. That is the only way we can fulfill the dominion mandate. In almost times we talk about dominion mandate, and it seems as if dominion mandate is not individualistic. When the dominion mandate was given, it was not an individualistic thing. Because the world has taught us to be independent. But we are not supposed to be independent. We are supposed to be interdependent. We have become individualistic in our mindset. We have become democratic in our thinking. But the truth of the matter is that the kingdom is what God intends for us to be. It's people submitted to a king, a righteous king, who has their wherewithal at heart. I was asking my friend Todd Bennett, and he said, what type of ruling or system of governance do you want? This is a Caucasian, or what you call a white man. He said, I would like to be ruled by a righteous king. And that's how the kingdom. And if you don't know about the kingdom, most times we like to use the democratic mindset to explain the kingdom. No. It's people living in the kingdom submitted to a king. And the king has their heart in for the people. He comes on top to protect and goes under to empower for them to be who they are called to be. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, where dominion was said, it said, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them, not let him, let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Understand that the dominion is not, let them have dominion over people. Let them have dominion over circumstances and situations. And that's why in the Roman culture, there is agreement when two or three agree in even the governance space. And so, most times when people get into the marketplace, who are believers get into the marketplace, there's no agreement. And so the governmental stance of heaven cannot invade that place. And so when we agree as touching a thing, the Bible says it shall be done. This morning, all of us, I saw people, you prayed from your heart. The thing does not affect you, but something has affected you. The Holy Spirit has invaded your heart. So we prayed with all fervency. It was is the prayer of the righteous man that availeth man. And I believe that this week we will hear good news. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so a covenant people is a people that will release the dominion mandate anywhere they get to. That means that anywhere they get to, they release a restraining order to things the things that's not supposed to happen, and they restrict it, and they also release the things that were supposed to happen into that place. And that's why Jesus said, when you get to a place, you say shalom. We are God's strategy for bringing transformation to individuals and nations. We are. Say we are.
We are.
God's strategy.
God's strategy.
We are God's agenda. You must understand that. Jesus left and left the 12 people. I'm sure when he got to heaven, maybe the angels would have asked him, what's your strategy for bringing this thing? I left 12 men. And I'm sure the angels would be saying, those 12 men, it has always been God's agenda. He left Adam and his wife to do what? To bring the transformation. They misbehaved. They let him down because they obeyed another master. You must understand that God gives you free will to do it, but he has not withdrawn his own sovereignty. Adam and his wife decided to disobey God and obey another person. But you see, God had to step into his sovereignty to kick them out of the garden. He gave them before. But he stepped into his own sovereignty so that the man will not reach out to the tree of life and take of the fruit. And when he eats the fruit, his state is not permanent. Man now becomes irredeemable. So it was God's love to act out his sovereignty so that man, in time to come, that prophecy will be fulfilled, that the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. And he will reenact it on Golgotha. So God's sovereignty is still at work in this season. Some people say that some of the viruses were created or not created. That's not my concern. My concern is that when I get to a place and there's chaos, all I need to do is to check and ask my brother, what are you hearing from? Ask my sister, what are you hearing from heaven now? And if we can hear right, what we do is we hear. Jesus said, I can of my own do nothing. Whatsoever I see my Father do, that's what I do. So our own job is copying and pasting. And that's why the enemy fights us. That's why he fights our unity, our agreement. I don't need to agree with you to be agreeable. I don't need to agree with your point of view to have unity with you. Unity is not possible without diversity. And there's beauty in it. And our job is not for you to get things. You know, Most times people say, oh, God, bless me, bless me, bless me. But you must understand that he has blessed you for you to be a blessing. And that the kings of this world lord it over them. But for you, it's not so. Our own job is to serve. There are three evils of the world. You have sex, money, and power. And the kingdom has the antidote for it. For sex, he wants you to be radically faithful. For money, he wants you to move in radical generosity. And for power, he wants you to serve humbly. Any person that truly understands who he is and understands how significant he is, anytime you get into a place, it's for you to serve. And so we are God's agenda to bring that. In Luke chapter 10, verse 5 to 8, from Luke chapter 1 to 9, there were so many things coming against Jesus and his ministry that even in chapter 9, things were coming on. It got to a time his disciples, two of them wanted to use fire to kill the whole village. They were so powerful that two people, they were now arguing among themselves, I'm the greatest. You saw how I lay hands on somebody and something happened. And everything. They were arguing. And Jesus did not say it's not good for you to be great. He redirected greatness. But you must understand also that Jesus gave them a strategy for transformation of any city, for evangelism. In Luke chapter 10, verse 5, it says, when you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. Shalom. Same thing Noah did in Genesis chapter 9. He released the bird. The bird flew, did not have anywhere to rest, and came back. He released the bird again, and the bird went and brought out a fresh olive branch. The same thing for peace in the world today. And he released it the third time, and the bird did not come back again because he has a place to rest. May our peace flow. We say shalom to Italy. We say shalom to Europe. We say shalom to... Oh, you didn't get it well, clear and clear. I just feel that we have come into that kairos moment where God is counting on us to warehouse the world. When the world was hungry, where did he send them to? He said, if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to him. Stay in that house, eating and drinking, whatever they give you. For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. What he's trying to say is that when you get there, say shalom. When somebody who has the peace, who can receive your peace is there, he will welcome you to his house. He says, stay there. What is he trying to say? Be friends with them. Fellowship with them. He said, but they are not born again. That's not what Jesus said. He said, fellowship with them. Can you fellowship with somebody who does not agree with you? Fellowship with them. What if they give you food and they put something like you think? The Bible says, any food set before you and you say and you give God thanks, you have taken it from the realm of demonic into the realm of the kingdom. As I said, that's why people say, nah, lie. Nah, lie. There is still something inside. But it's either you are ruled by the constitution of heaven or you are ruled by your own constitution. And you cannot be in this kingdom and be ruled by another constitution. The problem is that we mingle the seeds. And the Bible says in Genesis, do not mingle the seeds. In Leviticus, say, don't mingle the seeds. And that's why you have to challenge what you believe. This belief I have, is it from Issachar? Or from Jesus? You must understand that, because when I see all beliefs, he said, when you get to a place, say shalom. He didn't say whether they are Christians or not, say shalom. He said, when somebody is there, the person of peace, the person that are prepared, he will welcome you. He said, stay there, eat with the person. And he said, if they minister to them, heal the sick, then before you now declare, the kingdom of God has come. You know what? Believers must live in such a way that will provoke hunger in people. That they will start to ask us what is going on in our life, and we tell them the answer is the gospel. But the problem is that we are answering questions that the world is not asking. And the power of the word is asking now, what will stop this disease? And we are saying we are going to heaven. They won't listen to you. Say, thank God, what we read in Matthew 28 is coming. It's coming. Rumors of war, diseases, and everything. I say, I thank my God. I prepared myself. Heaven is my home. Listen. And we are used to releasing curses on the face of the earth. They would die in their sin. They would die in their sin. They would die. Imagine when Jesus was on the cross, say, they would die in their sin. I think they kill me, they would die in their sin. Four practices of covenant people. Four practices of covenant people. And if you're not practicing this, I'm telling you, you're not a covenant. You may have the name, but you're not. In Acts chapter 2, the four practices are there. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. It said every believer was faithfully devoted to following the teachings of the apostles. Their hearts were mutually linked to one another, sharing communion and coming together regularly for prayer. The first one is devoted to the teachings of the apostles. Another translation said that they were devoted to the apostles' doctrines. Before, I thought that the apostles' doctrines was biblical truth. No. Apostles' doctrine is what is God saying for the now. Sometimes you can be here and all of a sudden something changes in the realm of the spirit. And they say, for now, we are going to fast for 3 days. You can be there and say, for where? Yeah, you can resist. I've been in church for a long time to be able to say, see, how would pastor say that? When I have decided to do party. And the pastor did not say you should stop your party. He only declared what heaven is saying. And heaven is telling us that we should now fast on negative words. Heaven is now saying we should have to look at how we live in covenant. My wife was telling me about, you have some church, they have some unions. Tribal unions within a church. These are the Igbo people. These are Yoruba. Listen. You know, tribalism is the younger brother of racism. There's no male, no female, no Gentile, no Jew. We are one brother, and we'll get to that. What is God saying today? I feel God is telling us, even the church in Nigeria, the church in Africa, become your brother's keeper. And begin to think, who will I pray for over there? Should I pray for the president? America just declared today a national day of prayer. Why? It's one nation under God. And we are declaring it 21 days. We are giving the virus is another pandemic disease, is a restraining order. And so if you're not following the apostles' doctrine, that's what I tell people. If you know that the pastor that is teaching you or you are under is no longer blessed, or you don't want to, just leave. Or you don't trust him. You know, some people, they don't trust their pastor, but they are there. Why? Because once in a while, his anointing used to be sharp. So I need to collect. No. The first century church followed the apostles' doctrine. They followed the apostles' teaching. It was not one way where they say this one, they say, well, what are they saying? Is he not healing? What is the, they have brought another one again. Another Adlam School of Leadership. Which one are we doing again? Their kingdom class teaching. What is all this again? And everything. You see, Let me tell you, I was talking to somebody. There are some things God has prophesied into your life, and it will take about 10 years for it to manifest, and he's giving you 10 years to prepare. How come you are the one that knows about inner healing? How come you are the one that knows about the eight spheres of influence teaching? How come you are the one that knows about leadership? How come you are the one that knows about deliverance and all those other things? How come? How come you know about how to invade systems and why we're bringing this truth to us? How come you are the one that does avalanche and all those things to invade heaven? How come? I assure you, in the next 10 years, somebody will see you and say, oh, you're in Fem Foundation, please. My daughter is sick at home. Follow me to go and heal him. Ha. Is that how you now say, I'll not be pastor? Everybody can play here. Everybody can prophesy. Everybody can heal the sick. It's not for selected few. My job here is to make you become better than I am. And if you are not ready to be better than me, I have no business with you. He said, no, I'm a banker. Until somebody with epilepsy and somebody falling in your bank. Then all the news will come and say two people died here. And when people die in a place, I'm not sure people will be going there again. Number two, the Bible says hearts mutually linked. In other words, fellowship. Fellowship means fellows in the same ship. And when you are in the ship, you don't jump out. Because when you jump out, you enter the water and something will eat you up. Because people don't understand what fellowship is. They just think that fellowship will just... The Bible says their hearts were mutually linked. Do you know that some of us do not have life group here? And some of us, we have life group by name. He said, I'm not fit for people trouble. Let me tell you one thing. You will never grow until people trouble you. He said, I don't want to be insulted. Get quick with it. You'll be insulted. I don't want to be rejected. That's a lie. Even if you stay inside the room, you'll be rejected. I don't want people to see me finish. You are already, what is you? Yeah, come on. I'm telling you. He said, no. I want to be the sort of my class and all those things and everything. You have none. Because you know what? You might be materially wealthy, but you might be spiritually poor. You might be intellectually wealthy, but highly relationally inept. And you can never develop the fruit of the Spirit that will take you to heaven, no, without people in your life. How can you develop self-control if somebody is not insulting you? How can you develop patience if you don't have impatient people in your life? You know there's something called perseverance. It's a fruit of the Spirit. If you can't cast the devil out, you can wear him out. The devil has no perseverance. You are the only one that have it. So if you say, go, he refuses to go, remain there. He'll be tired. Just say, leave him alone. He's mad. And as long as you are not linking your hearts together with people, you are not a covenant person. Because covenant is caught between two people. You say, I've gone to this place. They have hurt me. Remember, you are the only one that have gone everywhere. He said, no. Listen, on a Sunday like this, you are in a show. You are looking at people's back of their head. And you are watching me. You are watching singers and everything. People are ushering you. It's an award night. It's not fellowship. Listen, that's what's making the church to be weak. Our hearts are not mutually linked. We don't care for one another. When they are praying, they say, oh, if you are praying, everything stopping you, come and see prayer. Let's pray for Nigeria. Well, Lord, bless Nigeria and make Nigeria great again. But you know, Lord, I have my personal problem and everything. Pray for your sister. Say, Lord, bless her. Bless her. You yourself know what's on her. Listen, when our hearts are coming, when our hearts are mutually linked, I won't tell you what I need to pray for. You wake up at night and God will put me in your heart. A solo Christian is a sham. You are not Rambo, you are not Sylvester Stallone. You need to be mutually linked. I'm an irritant to you. My wife is an irritant to my life. And that's how pearls are formed. Sand is trapped in a shell and it causes irritation. That's how pearls are formed. And if you don't want people in your life, forget it. People come from mountain, if you see anger, they have gone for 2 weeks. Say, I feel spiritually empty. They go to the mountain, they come back. Then they come back, the door is locked. Their wife has gone somewhere. They don't know whether they are coming. Come and say, shout. They use kick. They open the door. They will still go back again for the retreat. Listen, once you come back from mountain, you'll see people. You will see people. You see your children, they are still misbehaving. You see, you see your co-worker. Your wife is telling you, all this while they are hailing you, please help me with this thing. And everything. There's no this thing. Listen. There are people, all to practice heart mutually linked is with everybody here. There are some of you, God has blessed you with physical substance. We praise God for you. There are some of you, God has blessed you with spiritual substance. We thank God for you. I need you in my life. There are some of you, you know how to do relationship where I thank God for your life. Some of you, you are intelligent. You have intellectual wealth. I thank God for your life. We must come together to bring out what God wants. The Bible said they were sharing communion, breaking bread. They were eating together. One of the greatest spiritual things you will do is to eat with me. We're breaking bread. It's one of the practices of covenant people. They break bread. That's why I tell people every time, in these 21 days, I want you to take communion every day. Break it with your wife. Break it with your family. Look for people who are in your life group. Get connected to a life group. If you don't have one, we can help you start one. Do you know that if something happened and for 4 weeks we cannot go to church in Nigeria, some people will backslide? Because you use Sunday as your daraprim. Use it as your daraprim. So you get a shot of Sunday. You go. Towards Saturday, you are getting sober. On Sunday, you come. Yes, Lord. And you're not growing. And that's why after a while, you get tired of the church. Because you have listened to the message over and over again, but you're not praying to anybody. You are not sharing with one another. You are not praying for anybody. You are not deploying what God did. We need to share ourselves. We need to break bread. We need to get out of our comfort zone. Go and meet people in their homes. Go and see how people live. Get connected to people. And lastly, the Bible says, they meeting regularly for prayer. You see, when we talk about prayer now, see, but we'll be looking at time. Is it not finishing? Your lifeline. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Am I saying you should come and sleep here 24 hours? If it's like that, sometimes you can do that. But the time for prayer is that everybody takes their turn. There are the people called by there's a man that began to raise some people. I've forgotten, but his name is Zinzendorf in Germany. They prayed for 100 years nonstop. Some of them even sold themselves to slavery in order to minister to slaves. He gave them he was a rich man. He knew he was going to be a pastor, but his parents did not want him to be. And when Christians were being persecuted, he said they should come. When they came to his property, they now discovered that people had different doctrines. You know, the Catholic Church has broken like 2 or 3 times in their lifespan of 2,000 years. What about Penty? When he put them, they started fighting among themselves again. No, the Bible says, listen, we loved much when we knew less. We love much when we knew less. You know, many young people, you go for knowledge. Knowledge is power. Prayer is power. In this kingdom, revelation is not given to you because of more study. In this kingdom, revelation is given to you because of what? Friendship. Intimacy. Because in the making of books, the Bible says there is no end. And more study wearies the body. It's in the place of prayer where we meet together. It's not individualistic. I thank God that you are praying on your own. I thank God for that. There must be a time you must put in your schedule that you meet others to pray. Whether your life group, or you come into the prayer room, or get connected with people to pray. Regular times for prayer. May God give us that strength. To begin to pray. And pray, and pray. If you come to church every Sunday for 52 weeks, you have been in church for less than a week, a year. Does it not shock you that you want to buy some things in Abuja from these people who are in the other religion? Huh? And when it's time for their prayer, you say, please, I have money. They say, keep the money. Huh? Eve is a Christian. You'll be doing praise and worship and be selling. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Who is wonderful? Shout hallelujah. What do you want by? Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Can you schedule a time where you shut down? By 12 o'clock here, we shut down and move into the prayer room. Same thing, you can create that time. When do you shut down for your family to pray? You must shut down. You must get connected to the one that gives power. What will come is who you are connected to that matters. Covenant people are hope bringers, not fear releasers. When we begin to do these 4 things, the Bible says, and the people were full it all. Fear came upon people. There was favor from people to them. Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47. People were liking them because of these 4 practices. How come you want to join a group where if you join them, lions will eat you and they were still joining? So you must understand that we need to release hope. In this time where there is uncertainty, this is time where prophets of hope should rise up. And they can only rise up with the one that knows the Father. And it's time for us to start releasing hope. When it is dark, it's time for us to shine, not to reflect the culture of earth. The Bible says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Most times, you must understand that most times, the pervading culture is the one that shapes us. Not even Christianity. And the pervading culture is very strong. It's passed by everywhere. It's passed through media, through advert, through everything, is at you and shaping you. That's why, for example, when you tell some people, we don't do this one and say you are an archaic Christian. You have to upgrade. But that upgrade they are telling you to downgrade. I was watching a skit and a man was telling the wife, said, there's no successful man that doesn't cheat. Somebody say lie. When these 4 practices are not there and you become wealthy, you will go on the way of the world. It's time for us to arise and shine, not to reflect what society is saying. What are you shining? You are shining what heaven is saying. And so when they say there's a casting down, the virus will kill people, you are telling, no, not on my watch. Oh, you didn't get it. Not on my watch. I'm here. The world can only get dark because the people that have light refuse to shine. And it's time for us to shine, not to reflect what the world is saying. What is the world saying now? Fear. Fear. So what do covenant people as a roundup do for individuals and nature, nations? What are we supposed to do now that we have uncertainty, where we meet together regularly? Please, if you're not connected in terms in the life, you get connected here. You may not be able to feel us. I've seen people say, oh, I was sick and my pastor did not call me. Listen, primarily, my job is not really to call you. My job is that we have to connect with one another, that when you have a problem, you know you have friends and covenant people around. Imagine a single pastor is not married. You are not having a baby. You are calling him. The only thing he has to do for you is to pray. He has not had a baby. He doesn't even know how a pregnant woman behaves. Then you are not saying, no. When you have a problem, you have people around you. You remember you have friends. Because you know why? Ephesians 4:11. My job is to build you for the work of ministry. Every believer is a minister. Where you make your living is a different ballgame. Every believer, you are called to play. You are called to hear the secrets, the dead cast out devil. The first thing they do is that they are prophetic visionaries. In other words, we as covenant people are futurists. We are futurists. We are the ones to tell, don't worry, we have seen the light. It will be well. I know people call themselves futurists now. But you cannot see the future because you have studied. You can only see the future because, you know what? The more you look, the more you behold, the more you become. When you behold what God is saying in this agenda, it is in this time we should be asking God, Lord, what is the future concerning us? I'm not sure the world will end because of a disease. The world can only end because the people that carry the healing money refuse to release it. Is the world coming? Will Jesus come back again? Yes. But you see, he has given me a job to do. And I want to come back and tell him, this is what I did with what you gave me. So that he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Futurist, we are the ones to bring out vision and say, this is what the Lord is saying. The next thing that we are doing is that we are culture shapers. Is this point in time? What is shaping culture today is fear. A pastor that used to come, Pastor Charles, that comes to Cure for Desert Place. He said, I was driving on the streets of Bergamo and there was nobody on the street. I was the only one driving. Fear is crippling people in Italy. Fear. A pastor in Vittoria Gassi said, I was walking to church today, nobody on the street. Yesterday. And he began to show me. He said, look at this business, nobody there. And everything. So he was wondering. So even when they say Jesus is coming, people are not afraid. It's now time for us to shape culture. Number three, the people that are covenant people have insights about the times. If we have insights about the times, then we'll know. Mayor Rothschild was the one that understood that England has won the war. But at home, people thought that England has lost the war. So they were selling their shares. Unknown to them, those days, news come by horseback, but its own news came by the dove. You are supposed to have the spiritual intelligence from the Holy Spirit. What is God saying? Do you know by now, some of you, your businesses will thrive in this season? Oh, you didn't get it clear. And understand what you need to do concerning it. in my understanding, that it might be in this season that it's time for us to start developing our own technology. Oh, you didn't get it. You know why? Because you are crippled by what the word is saying. You are supposed to be enlightened, elevated by what heaven is saying, bringing that culture and shaping it. We have given coronavirus a restraining order. You stop here. No more. And you're now going to ask yourself, what is the world looking for? What has happened in this season that has come? People are not traveling. There are no planes going from Europe now to America. So businesses are suffering. And you know what? We rely on import from China. Including paracetamol. So what is God telling you? And lastly, you must understand in 1 Chronicles 12, 31, the sons of Issachar. May that anointing be released to you.
Amen.
I say, may that anointing be released to you.
Amen.
They bring solutions. Covenant people bring solution. Lift up your hands, say, I'm a solution provider.
A solution.
Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Hold your brother's hand. Rise on your feet and declare, we are solution providers. Hold your sister's hands. Hold your brother's hand. Declare loud and clear, we are solution providers.
We are solution providers.
I say, we are solution providers.
In
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin. Not counting men's sin. Oh, you said because the earth snake, that's why it's killing them. You call the earth rat, that's why it's killing them. You are counting men's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. This is the time to shine the light in China and say, Jesus is Lord. Oh, you didn't get it loud and clear. You didn't get it loud and clear. There's the time to do it. The next 21 days, get clear some things we are doing. The next 21 days, negativity fast and positivity prayers. I want you to fast on negative. Sometimes some of you need to shut down your phones. Some of the news you hear, bad for your soul. They may be true, but they are not. They may be facts, but they are not the truth. What do we need to do again? Declare God's agenda on despair. Declare God's agenda. That's what we did this morning. You declare God's agenda on despair. The world is in despair today. I saw a grocery shop, a video of a grocery shop in America. Everybody lined up. No food to buy. The elderly people could not buy food because the strong people are struggling. Two people fighting for tissue paper. Tissue paper have gone soap disappeared. Why? Panic buying and everything is despair. We are going to speak despair on it. We are going to release hope of heaven. And lastly, we'll be fasting on fear. Fast on fear. You need to fast on fear. And this week we'll fast on fear. From Monday, or from the second day of the week to the sixth day of the week in our prayer room here intentionally. We're not creating another one. Thank God for people on the music team who have volunteered to come and pray. We're releasing new sounds over nations. I want you to join us in your time. Take any time, maybe 30 minutes, maybe 1 hour. Come together, let's release a new song. The Bible says, sing to the Lord a new song. We are going to sing into a new day. We are going to declare, we are going to be declaring over a new day. We are going to be declaring for a new day to come. He said, oh, will heaven hear? We are too small. It's okay. But the Bible says, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Responsibility is trust on us, our family. And I'm sure God has also given people this same thing around our nation, around the world, to say, it's time for you to do what they did for you before. There was time people prayed for us to have our independence. The time people prayed for us when we are going through crisis of structural adjustment program, they prayed. There was a time they prayed for the 40-20 window. The 40-20 window, part of it is in northern Nigeria, the 40 window. And people are getting saved there by the day. And people are shaking. Why? Because people directed their prayers. Your prayer will stand before God in this season, and heaven will release solution to all these nations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They called us to say, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. Churches that we go to. An Uber driver was carrying us last week last month in that city, and he said, I have carried 44 nationals in this car who came to this place to fetch revival. And the person is not even a member of the church. I have gone to that city and I've seen how an airport where you land, you go outside to collect your luggage. The place is now transformed because of a church that have decided to take God seriously. I've seen planes landing in the place when it was only one. Now you have two flights a day coming to that place. Why? Foreign nationals are coming. I've been in a place, sat down in that place, and they said, how many people for different nations? 44 nations raised up their hands. And this morning, there's no church service. They have 2,400 school students. Some Nigerian students are there. I want you to lift up your voice and say, we release the hope of heaven over the cities. Come on, lift up your voice. We release the solution of heaven. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. I can't hear you. This is not a time for CC prayer. Lord, we release restraining order to this virus, wherever it is. We say solutions. We put a stop to it. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you thanks. Hold your brother's hands and begin to declare. The Bible says, where two or three shall agree as touching a thing, it shall be done. I agree with my brother, I agree with my sister for the restraining order to stop this virus in its track, to release our people, to release nations from fear. We cancel fear. We put a stop to this demonic agenda to destroy economies. We put a stop. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oil prices are dropping. And we, mostly, our budget is based on that oil price. We are going to play a turnaround. A turnaround. A turnaround. Lift up your voice and call for a turnaround. 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 We will not have a deficit. We will not have a deficit. We will not overborrow. No, 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 no. And put our children in bondage. Call for other minerals to arise. Call for inventions. Creativity. Let it be an answer in this season. Creativity. Let us become a producing nation.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.